The apostles prepared to start the church. Jesus appears to two disciples walking on the road to a small village 7 miles away from Jerusalem. When Jesus leaves them, they go back to Jerusalem to tell the other disciples how Jesus talked and ate with them. By now, the other disciples knew that Jesus' body was not in the tomb, and they did not believe the story told by the women about Jesus' appearance to them. The scripture says, as yet they did not understand that Jesus had to rise from the dead. They locked themselves in their homes, afraid the Jews would come after them because they were the disciples of Jesus. While they are talking to the two disciples who had talked and ate with Jesus, he appears to them saying, "Peace be with you," and then he opens their minds to the scripture and imparts the Holy Spirit upon them, saying, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." One of the disciples, named Thomas, is not there, and when the other disciples tell him what happened, he says, "I will never believe it without seeing and feeling the holes in his hands where they nailed him to the cross, and wound in his side where the Roman spear pierced his body." A week later, when the disciples are all together, Jesus comes and stands before them, saying, "Peace be with you." And then he says to Thomas, "Take your finger and examine my hands. Put your hand into my side. Do not persist in your unbelief, but believe." Thomas replies, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus says to him, "You became a believer because you saw me. Blessed are they who have not seen and have believed." It can be found in the book of Luke 24, verse 13, and John 20, 19.